a seat. Please have a seat. Go, bus riders.
Are you going to allow speak or not? Are you going to allow us to speak or not?
710 tunnel.
No, we have waited too long. You backstabbed us to have a public hearing. You yourself promised, you and Leahy sat down with us and backstabbed us. And as the rest of this board, who's not given the right to the public to even have a public hearing or even a vote, you don't have the decency that you're going to take food from people's mouth and not even face them.
So you don't.
So give us right now a public comment, just like you promised right now.
Right now, you don't want to wait.
Public comment right now. Are you committing to that?
You've been extremely disruptive, and we're in
disruptive. You're being disruptive. You are the ones that told us that you're gonna do something, huh? You have made us wait here for 3 hours, knowing very well what we've been asking for.
I'm going to take public comment after the 710 issue.
You said you wouldn't move public comment to the end of the meeting, and that's in essence what you did when it's 12 o'clock.
It's not the end. Believe me, we have many issues to do. I am sorry, but your group has taken at least half hour, 45 minutes of the time to now.
You're the one that ran away from the public hearing. You are the ones that ran away from the public comment.
Come on now. Come on.
We the people is first.
We are going to recess the closed session.
The board is going to go into closed session now to discuss items 50A, 6, 8, 9, and 50AB.
We have a lot of people here on issues, the communities, and to have a handful of people disrupt that, contrary to
more than
process.
A handful.
Don't want to.
We're here to speak.
We're here at 9:30. You were not.
Item 17, which we interrupted to go into closed session. And my point on item 17 with regard to my motion, clearly anyone on the board, everyone on the board realizes the heavy impact of traffic that the folks in the Alhambra, El Sereno, San Marino, Temple City area, as well as the other neighboring San Gabriel Valley cities are experiencing due to the 710 freeway terminating as it does, coming northward from the port of Long Beach and Los Angeles. Something needs to be done. I have been a strong supporter of transit for the San Gabriel Valley. I'm very happy and I'm very proud that this board as a whole moved as relatively quickly and the manner in which it did to complete the funding agreements for the phase two of the Gold Line, the extension from Sierra Madre to Azusa. I think that's a very worthy project, will do much to take vehicles off the road. My concern is, though, with the current staff recommendation, as indicated, seems to be missing a few important points. And one of the things that I'm concerned about is there is no project, quote-unquote, that is defined in there to commence the environmental documents on. Is it a tunnel? Is it a two-bore tunnel? Is it going through zones 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5? I think it's important that a geographical route be narrowed so the appropriate studies in the EIR can be done. Obviously, the alternatives and the analysis of a Route 5 alignment are significantly different than a Route 1 alignment. Unfortunately, we don't have any narrowing.
It's inaudible. Well, it was audible a moment ago.
No, it is out there, just too loud. They're making a reference. But you are still being recorded.
It's only being recorded if the people who are interested in this item can't hear it.
So, I am informed, everyone in the room, that my remarks are not audible to those who wish to be heard. You're really not leaving me any choice as chairman than to direct our security personnel to remove you from the room. We have elected officials who've spent all day here trying to have input and make comment and listen to the deliberation on this item. So I'm going to direct my, and members of the public as well, concerned about this important discussion that we're going to be holding, that we are holding. So if you continue to disrupt the meeting, you've driven us into a executive conference room. There's no other way to conduct our business. This is the business of the people that we are conducting right now, the people of Los Angeles County, and we cannot be held silenced by your actions. So I'm going to ask the security personnel to do what they need to do to clear the room so those wishing to hear our discussions may do so. We're going to take a 5-minute recess. Was refused. I'm sorry. I thought it was a very reasonable offer to make. We do have business to conduct. This is important business of the people of Los Angeles County. The issue at hand is item 17, which is the 710 tunnel. This is a huge issue. And I only ask that we be permitted to complete that discussion before I resume the public comment. I wanted to hear your remarks. I wanted to hear each and every card, and I have these cards, and I was fully intending to let you speak and to let you urge the directors to take any action that you felt was appropriate with regard to your issues concerning the fare increase. But we just can't conduct business in this manner. So my last plea to you is to please permit us to conduct the meeting. Otherwise, we have to maintain order, and we're going to ask that the room be cleared so those members of the public who are here to listen to the deliberations on item 17 and other important items be permitted to do so.
Move to vote on a public hearing.
Public hearing now. We need a motion for a public hearing and a vote. That's the only thing we ask.
That's very reasonable.
And that is a, you're
twice,
certainly...
Twice did you break your promise to the public. You told us you're going to have public comment. We only probably had no more than 8 or 10 public speakers. And if you can't even take 8 or 10 minutes to listen to the constituents, then why are you going to make us wait out until you basically put, you know, $14 billion into a tunnel to basically contaminate the rest of the county? So we only asked for a very reasonable thing. So
8 minutes.
8 minutes, and you decided not to. And that's why we're here, to say that this meeting is illegal. From the moment that you decided that this meeting was illegal.
You're welcome. And we're not going to take it anymore.
This is not 8 minutes worth of cards. And you never said you had 8 minutes. But the point is that we did start the 7:10 discussion. We were probably about a half hour away from concluding it. I don't know what else to tell you. If you want to be heard, I encourage you to stay. But if you're going to be disruptive, you have to leave. And that those are simple rules that we have here. Well, I'm sorry.
We're fired up! We won't take it no more! We're fired up! We won't take it no more! We're fired up! We won't take it no more!
And I've waited all day. I have not relished this. I don't want to do this. But we have to conduct the business. You can't hold.
We are not afraid.
I understand, sir. I understand. I understand. There are important issues that we have to take. Now, if you don't want to let us go forward, I understand. I understand. If you're unhappy with the votes and your elected officials, it's a democracy, and we know how to deal with that. So if you continue. I understand. I understand. I guess this was the final warning that if you continue to disrupt the meeting at this point, I have issued instructions to the Sergeant at Arms to escort you from the room. Furthermore, you may be barred from attending any further MTA meetings. We'll be getting names and you'll be subject to arrest, and you'll be barred from at least a 90-day period to attending any further MTA meetings.
Who will be barred, huh?
I'm going to retire to the executive boardroom where we're holding the meeting, and if it continues, then you will be removed by the Sergeant at Arms. Those are the instructions by the board chair. Mr. Sergeant at Arms, will you please remove the individuals disrupting the meeting?
Yes, sir. It's 1449 hours. The chair of the board has given the order to the Sergeant at Arms for to remove the. Sergeant at Arms, and then you give that to him. us keep, doing it. ¿Ya no resté?
Ellos están haciendo una reunión ilegal, ignorando
yep.
El derecho de una organización. Es
cuestión de
hecho
de defender
nuestros derechos.
Hey, Ben. Ben? When you do this, make sure you read it out of us.
I can't hear you. When you read it, make sure you read it out of us.
I'm reading it, or you are?
No. He's got a first give you
order. Okay, then I'll read it. You read it.
Okay.
Okay.
5 minutes.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the Sergeant of Arms. I'm the Director of Security for Metro. My name is Leo Bauer. The Chair has just informed us that you are in violation of disrupting a public meeting. All those who are continued to be disruptive of this public meeting are hereby ordered to be removed from this facility. If you choose not to adhere to the decorum for a public meeting, you will be removed by sheriff's deputies.
To leave at this point, or then exit out, is that he has to remain there for you.
Now? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Sergeant Estrada of the Sheriff's Department. I am declaring this an unlawful assembly and order all of you to leave this area immediately. If you do not leave, you will be arrested for failure to disperse. Those that wish to leave are asked to leave now. Exit the main foyer, please. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Sergeant Estrada of the San Andreas County Sheriff's Department. I'm declaring this an unlawful assembly and order you to leave this area immediately. If you do not leave, you will be arrested for failure to disperse. Los que no entienden, por favor, le estamos ordenando que por favor se salgan. Si no se salen, lo vamos a arrestar por no salir. Muchísimas gracias. The best I can do in Spanish.
Stop the race!
racist, scare our rights, don't deny our rights. Stop the racist, scare our rights, don't deny our rights. Stop the racist, scare our rights, don't deny our rights. Stop the racist, scare our rights, don't deny our rights. Stop the racist, scare our rights, don't deny our rights. Stop the racist, scare our rights, don't deny our rights. Fight it, rise up, fight it.
As the MTA board, this is Chairman Najarian speaking, and I had given just a few remarks. I will not repeat those. But my amendment to the staff recommendation, I think, is a friendly amendment. The language that staff uses is a robust scoping document, including alternatives analysis, and to determine a full range of new transportation options to improve mobility, safety, and congestion. And whenever I ask staff what that means, what does a robust scoping document mean, what they tell me is, well, we're gonna do a cost-benefit analysis. We're going to look at all the different types of alternatives, all the different types of modes, and all the different types of routes. And I don't want that just to be buried in this motion. I want to call that out, which is all my motion does. It only talks about... my motion. It talks about a cost-benefit analysis. It talks about alternative analysis. It talks about cost-benefit analysis. We want to make sure this is a huge project. This is billions and billions of dollars. Let's just make sure that what we're doing is the correct way. This isn't a knee-jerk vote no on the tunnel position here. This is, let's go forward, but let's do it the right way. Let's make sure it's going to be cost effective. Let's make sure that if there's any tolling, the tolling isn't going to blow out any, is not going to blow out any of the assumptions that are being made. And just the fact that I hear, oh, it's going to be done in the EIR, no problem. Well, the last time an EIR was done on this, it was declared to be illegal and was stopped. Accepting this amendment to the staff's recommendation is going to go a long way towards the people that don't want the tunnel, to give them faith that the alternatives are being looked at. And in the end, if a tunnel turns out to be the very best way to solve traffic congestion, then that's where it's going to lead to. But we can't ignore to specifically detail out and study the alternatives, the cost benefit, and to the extent that those are would be duplicated in the EIR process, well, then those can just be folded right in. But even staff recommends a robust scoping and alternatives analysis. And if this was just a regular, let's do the EIR on this, that's what they would say. They realize that this has to be looked at with special, with a special way, from a special point of view, and that's all I'm saying. Let's make sure that we're doing this right. Let's not get this thing tied up in court. If traffic relief is needed right away in that area, it should be analyzed, and the very best methods and modes and routes should be decided on, and then we move forward with this. So that's my motion. I'm going to make my motion. My motion is amending the main motion. Why doesn't someone make the main motion first so we can...
Well, I think we should bifurcate it, Mr. Chairman. I think we should vote on your motion first if there's a second, and then deal with the main motion. And I have... My question is that if this just does this little thing that you are asking for, then what is the difference if you say in the staff report it's pretty much the same thing? So what your motion must be doing something more than just this little piece. So I have a concern about that, but I would move that we bifurcate.
First, it's an amendment, so you vote amendment. On the amendment. If
vote on the amendment first if there's a second, and then vote on the main motion.
Second, I agree.
Okay, so it's a...
No, he doesn't have a second for his motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion.
Second.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
There's a second. Mr. Kanabi, all I do is remove the ambiguity and the vagueness of what a robust scoping document is. Last time I looked up robust in the dictionary, it meant strong. And what does that mean when we're talking about planning tunnel routes or planning transit routes? It's too vague. Alternatives analysis. Is that the alternatives analysis that is commonly understood in an EIR process, or a true alternatives analysis? All I'm doing is spelling it out. Let's move forward, but let's move forward and know what we're doing.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I have a substitute motion, and that would
be... Well, we've got to vote on a motion first.
I'm amending this. And it is to approve the staff recommendations for item 7.2 to ensure that all five zones studied in the geotechnical tunnel study are included at the start of the scoping process, ensure that the environmental process follows NEPA and CEQA guidelines, institute a State Route 710 advisory committee with the following stipulations: that the committee will be composed of member jurisdiction agencies that participated in the Route 710 tunnel steering committee, plus Crescenta Valley, Altadena town councils. The committee would meet no less than once every 3 months, as often as deemed necessary by the CEO. The purpose of the committee meetings would be for stakeholders to receive updates and presentations and provide input to Metro staff, and that the CEO would retain authority over all elements of this committee, not stipulated in subsections A and C, and we would direct the CEO to present a project update presentation before the Measure R project delivery committee no less than once every 3 months, or as often as deemed necessary, and direct the CEO to develop comprehensive outreach programs to federal, state, and local officials regarding the progress of the project study, reporting back to the board within 60 days with a presentation of the program and its implementation.
Okay, I have a question. I'm sorry, but
Director Du Bois,
I've just been had this motion and given 30 seconds to look at it, and I resent that. What is the difference, and maybe I'll need a staff response.
I think the difference is we're supporting item 17, but we're including the committee to have community input for input, and that's all what we're talking about.
We're not going with FTA process, but explicit.
Well, that was my next question. What is the difference between the FTA and the FHWA process? The
FTA is typically used for transit projects, and the standards are typically much more tight than they are for highway projects, which are typically funded by formula. It's a different animal. So
MPHWA.
It adds money, millions of dollars more, and longer time.
It's longer time. Yeah. Okay, so it expands the time. I think we must be very careful of whatever we do is legally defensible, because we have problems with it before. That is comprehensive. Again, I like the full range of new transportation options, because I began to think we were just talking about the tunnel.
Mr. Chair,
Mr. Leahy.
Yeah, the board approved the staff recommendations and came back next month with a review of what this amendment is. Does that make sense? Can we do that?
Yes.
Yeah. You're saying pass the motion and then the suggestions that I was making come back next month.
So the main staff motion, we just did the staff motion.
Right.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Let me understand that.
Just the staff motion.
So rather than just do this right now on the fly, so the board approves the staff recommendation. We'll come back next month with a plan that tries to put flesh on this.
Okay.
Well, since we're coming back and since there are some questions, why doesn't staff also report what the difference in the scoping would be on the FTA versus the FHWA? Someone has said it's going to take years more and millions more. Why don't we hear, is that true? Is it years more and millions more?
I'm going to second the amendment in terms of going with the basic staff recommendations. We may or may not have the votes here today. I'm going to call for the question on that. We may be back next month.
Mr. Chairman, just a point of order so we can do this thing right. If they're withdrawing their amendment for an evaluation to come back at the next meeting, you still have your amendment on the floor with a second that has to be voted up or down.
Right.
Okay, before we go to the main motion. I support the main motion. So I would call for the question on your amendment.
Mr. Katz.
No, or call for the question.
Or just withdraw the second and then vote on item 17.
There has to be a vote on the next on calling the question.
Sure,
you can't call other people. Either you call for a vote.
Let's call for a vote on the question. No more discussion. The motion is a call for the question to vote on the Najarian amendment. Call the question. He withdrew it.
I will withdraw to support the main motion. But in order for us to support the main motion, there's an amendment. So I urge a no vote on the amendment.
Before we get to the staff.
Right.
That's what I wanted to do.
Okay, so we just vote on the...
Okay, the issue before us now is to call the question.
On the Najarian motion.
On the Najarian motion.
Okay, is there any objection?
Okay, no objection.
I have an objection.
No. All you did was ask that we now vote on your amendment.
There may be others who wish to address and to speak to that issue, and I want to give them a chance to do so.
It takes 2/3 vote to approve.
You know what? This is...
Come on. Just follow Robert's rules of order. There's a call for the question.
So you objected, and you have to take a vote now to call the
question.
Where's Charles? There was an objection. Just take the vote now if you want to call the question or not. That's what's on the table.
That's what I'm doing. We're taking a vote on whether to call the question.
Okay. Aye.
Okay. All against... Let's start with the nays. Those against calling the question at this point. Nay. Najarian, O'Connor, that's 2. Katz, that's 3. All in favor of calling the question. Molina, Pisana, Du Bois, Kanabi, Lizar, and Antonovich. How many is that?
More than the other.
Is that two-thirds or it's a...
What do you need?
You just need a majority.
Majority. Okay. All right. So the motion to call the question is...
It's passed, so now we vote on the amendment.
It's passed now. The issue at hand is the motion, or the Najarian amendment.
The amendment.
I'm sorry?
We only
have
6 versus 3.
No, I'm moving the previous question. You just need a majority.
It's a majority of those present.
Let's just vote on the amendment and see where we
Charles,
are.
Charles, how many do we need to call the question?
We need 7.
Did we have 7?
We need 7.
We did not. We had only 6.
You want more debate.
So, who else wanted to address the issue on the motion?
Well, I've got some.
You were going to speak, Mr. Katz. That's where I was going.
Well, I was going to speak. I was going to add an amendment in, but I'm not sure. I'll hold my amendment at this point until we get to the main motion, and I'll put it on the main motion.
Okay. Are there any other comments on the motion at this point, the Najarian motion? Okay. Let's take a roll on the Najarian motion/amendment. All those in favor, and I'll call out your names for those listening, on the Najarian amendment. Aye, that's Najarian.
Just let the secretary call the roll.
Okay, can you ready to do that?
Call the roll.
Director Molina?
No.
Director Lozano?
No.
Director Du Bois?
No.
Director Kanami?
No.
Director Huizar?
Yes.
Director Katz?
Ask for it.
Next, Director O'Connor?
No.
Mike Antonovich?
No.
Yes.
She says.
Oh, Director Katz.
Okay. It needed 7 to pass. It did not get 7.
Okay, now 6. Vote on the main motion.
I took.
Call for the motion.
I had.
We're not doing
well. I called this person before.
No, we're not doing well.
No, I. Okay, is there a motion on the main motion?
Second.
Director Huizar?
Yes, thank you. I too had a motion to amend the main motion. However, I've been advised by counsel that they need to double check whether this would present some legal issues. So I just want to ask that this item be also put on the next agenda meeting after legal counsel has reviewed it. The motion briefly asked that the above ground option not be studied, since that has been already deemed and studied by the MTA, and there was a conclusion as to whether that was feasible or not. So that's all it's asking, and I'm asking legal counsel to review it and bring back at the next MTA board meeting if possible.
So that's what next, put on like we're doing the other two? So
yes.
He'll be part, that's
fine. He'll be part of that as well. So we could.
Director Katz.
Okay. If I could just get some clarification first. In terms of the other two, what are we putting off till the next meeting? In terms of
amendments.
Mike, what were you talking about that's being put off to the next
meeting? Mine was just having more community participation.
So what is? What, so I guess the fact is if Mike has an issue.
And I have no problem with it. I think we're.
My question is, what's the effect of voting today on the main motion if we have other stuff that's, part of that coming back next time?
Because the main motion is germane, so we can move forward. The others are adding an ornament here and an ornament there.
Okay. Well, I could call this an ornament or three little ornaments or part of the main, but what I my motion, which we had passed up previously, how many or not, but it's really easy to read. It just says that what I'd like to move that the board direct the CEO to conduct parallel analysis concurrent with the ER scoping as follows. Analysis shall be neutral, objective, fully analyze all alternatives that address the purpose and objectives of the 710 gap closure. Community input shall be sought through the entire process. And a cost-benefit analysis shall be performed, and the findings shall be presented at the same time the board considers the draft EIR. So it's not in the draft EIR, but it's being considered at the same time as the draft EIR.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
I don't know what it means.
I don't think.
Well, can you explain that to us? Can you give us a little more explanation?
Why is this different than what we're already doing?
Because why is this different than what we're moving to the next meeting?
Well,
I heard it when Gloria said it.
I want to know what the cost-benefit analysis is. How is that being done? How is that part of the process? How does that compare to the cost-benefit? Are we going to do this for all projects?
We do it for all projects. I mean,
if we do it for all projects, then we don't need it. Otherwise, I'd like it defined and how it's going to apply to all projects.
Why don't we just have it as a report back at the next meeting? We'll vote on the item that's on the agenda, and at the next meeting we'll get a report back on that point.
Let me do this then, just to move things along. Doug, if you could just respond quickly to the question, and then what I'll do is I'll bring it. I'll hold this to come up with Mike's head. And Councilman Huizar is at the next meeting. I'll put mine over to that also. But now, if you could just quickly.
Yeah, well, the parallel track on the cost benefit stuff is done. I mean, that's responsible staff work to bring to the board. It is separate from the EIR, but what I'm looking at here, other than community input, which is new, but I think that fits in with what Supervisor Antonovich's motion. It is a parallel track. We do it all the time, and it's practice its responsibility as staff before we bring a project to the meeting. On that level of analysis, but it's not in the EIR. It is a parallel track, and I think that's what you call
right,
it.
That's correct.
Okay. I can see analyzing alternatives. I think all alternatives is pretty out there in terms of how people can interpret that. So can we delete all?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, the word all.
The word,
I didn't see it here.
Okay, just put most.
Possibly higher. Well, the
appropriate. Just to analyze alternatives.
That's fine.
That's fine.
I think we want to look at transit. We want to look at
all reasonable alternatives.
Rail, light rail, BRT, monorail.
No. You lost me at monorail. Unless you're looking for a trip to Disneyland.
I mean, all reasonable. Why don't we say all reasonable?
That's what I said. We just said all reasonable down here. So.
Okay.
But that makes
suggesting
the
surface is not reasonable because of what's happened in the past?
I didn't say that. I mean, I think that's an alternative that...
I'm sorry.
And I don't want us to get hit by legal issues because we didn't look at surface.
I agree.
I'm not excluding that. Mr. Katz.
I'm a little lost in what all the folks are saying.
The question is, are we excluding the surface route? The concern is that we would be in trouble if we exclude that.
Well, let's put that more explicit. But we're putting it off because our legal counsel is telling us...
Let's do this. If it's all right with everyone else, I will hold this till the next meeting along with... Mr. Weezer and Mr. Antonovich's motion, so we can...
It might be a way to mesh all three.
Mesh all three, and look, work out the language and make sure we're not causing additional problems, because that's the last thing I want to do here.
Okay, let's vote.
All right.
Well,
I'll withdraw my motion.
Okay. And so this is the main motion.
Main motion.
My concern is that this is going to go into the EIR, and it's going to be the same old rubber stamp that this organization and almost every other local organization does when they've got a project of this magnitude that's going to give this level of jobs and this number of jobs that are out there. When I talk to staff, most of the staff is just giddy that this project is moving forward. This is not the time for giddiness. This is a time for sober reflection on the largest tunnel that's being built in the United States.
Mr. Chairman, this motion will allow for that analysis. It is far from a foregone conclusion that this thing is going to be constructed or will be feasible. I would ask before we lose our other member if we could have a vote and people vote their conscience on for the motion.
But John, look, I've agreed to put my motion off. I'm supportive of your motion. I'd like to see some of the clarification that makes sure that it is more extensive than normal, that this is an extraordinary project, and it ought to be treated as an extraordinary project. It is different. But, I also don't want to hold it up. So if it's agreeable that, the supervisor, the councilman, and I, we can try and mesh our stuff to bring it in at the next meeting, I would be happy to do that. But I want to make clear that, that I want to have something in here that makes it clear this is not a normal project and we have to do more than just what's normally done in EIR. It's certainly for public participation. That's all.
And I think all three of them agreed to that, and I think that they're sentiment to support that.
Right. Okay. Call for this. Vote on the issue.
So your motion is going to be put over?
I'll put it over.
I'll be mesh with the other two.
Unless we can get it in. I mean, if it helps you get here, I'm happy to flush it out now, but I'm trying to, whatever you guys want to do.
Give me the gun. Where's Jack Bauer?
Okay. Any other comments on that?
Looking for a job, I think.
Mr. Ray.
Call for the question. Let's vote.
This is on the staff recommendation.
Staff recommendation.
Yes. Staff recommendation.
Roll call. Pardon me?
Director Rizar?
No.
Director O'Connor?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Director Katz?
Richard?
Yes.
Director Molina?
Yes.
Thank you.
Aye. Item 16, is that important? At this point or not, Art, at this point, I'd really like to...
It can hold.
This is the East San Fernando Valley.
No, measure R, I think we need. 16 is a measure R item.
It's a measure R. We could do it next month if you want, sir. But I'll cover it real quick. It's the San Fernando Valley north-south. It's the San Fernando Valley east north-south bus rapid transit improvement.
Move it.
Should be done.
Any objections? No objections. Passes unanimously by those present.
Thank you.
Let's see. Oh, 27.
Very quickly, since everybody's in a hurry, I move that we remove Subway to the Sea.
Motion to remove. No.
Okay. Keep the consultant.
Okay. Item 27. Federal advocacy.
I know that we're very short for time. Shut the door, please. As a staff recommendation, after 13, 15 months of exploration, to make an award to Pat and Boggs, at this point, you have about three options before you. You can accept the staff recommendation and make the award. You can make an award to some other firm, or you can defer an action and ask me to appoint somebody for a one-year period on my signature authority. If that's a preferred option, I'm prepared to do that. We are rapidly entering the period of intense authorization negotiations. Back in D.C., these people were talking about having something done in the next 10 months. So we believe, I think Rafi came in somewhere.
Right.
We believe that you have a recommendation that very much reflects what the board has asked us to do. We've had about three or four iterations of this. We've had one board committee make interviews. That people were unhappy with that. They came back and proposed another board committee. People didn't like that. We went forward with the staff recommendations per board instruction. The board approved the process and the criteria. We followed that criteria. You have a recommendation. Of necessity, these things are always have a component or a subjective component. But what you have before you is the best recommendation from staff for this organization. Again, you either approve the recommendation, award to somebody else, or don't do anything, and I can make an appointment for a one-year period on my authority.
I would move we adopt Manette at the price that we're asking for Boggs for 1 year.
Second.
Can we do that?
We just said we could. He just said we could do it.
No, I said you could make an award to them, but not. I can't.
You can't lower their price.
At the same price that they were recommending?
It's a question to the council. Can we do that? Can we renegotiate the price of Manette to a price equal to Patton Boggs and choose them unilaterally?
Not unilaterally.
Do we have to give Patton Boggs?
We have to go back and negotiate with the others.
If they don't want it at that price, then they come back and say we won't accept it. They have they accept that price. If they will accept that fee, which we were going to apply to the Boggs, fine. If they won't accept it, fine. Then we do a new search.
Okay, but wait a minute. The problem with that, I'd like to know what's wrong with the CEO's recommendation, number one. Number two, they could agree to that price, Mike, but they could agree to staff it with second or third tier people, and we don't have any, you know.
How do you know Boggs doesn't give us third and fourth, fifth?
Because I would assume that everyone's had that conversation. That's what I'd like to hear with the CEO's presentation. I haven't been involved in this thing at all. I'm hoping somebody else, you know, got that kind of information from him.
I feel very uncomfortable. You mean if it goes this way or whatever? But again, it's a decision should have been made with the full board.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, we did the 7-10 tunnel without the full board, so I was very uncomfortable then too. So either what do you say?
Just to try to answer your question, you know, the truth is I really can't without looking at the instructions to bidders and proposers and the RFP. This would be I understand what the suggestion is, and it's may not be, you know, an option under the instructions to proposers. I don't know if the...
And that's out of the blue. I mean, I don't whether or not it goes that way or not, I think it puts us in a very precarious position.
Can I ask, you need someone to help them pass the people here.
Yep.
Can I ask...
We only have 7 months.
Did we choose... Did we defer from Manette because of the price, or is the other PB better?
The committee, I think, generally believed that the Patton Boggs proposal was better. Price kind of cemented it. By the way, they are here to make a presentation to you if you'd like to meet them. Remind you,
they're just going to arrest it with the T-shirts.
My goal had been to involve this board in the evaluation of these firms. It was individuals on the board who didn't want to do that, which put us back into this position. So
I think some of us were in the last go-around and got blown up.
That was two go-arounds.
So, but I think realistically, because we have seven members, seven is needed to pass. I'm not sure that this is going to be something that we'll make a definitive conclusion on one way or another.
Then why can't we defer and let him make the appointment, and in 10 months you can decide whether you like this one or another one better?
Well, we still run the same issue of having seven affirmative votes. But oh, let's just go ahead then.
If we do it within my signature authority, it doesn't require a board vote. If I do this on my signature authority, that's how we do.
Okay. Well, we need a motion for that. And
no, you don't.
No motion? Just remain silent, and that's it.
I don't think there's board actions on the state guys.
We're down to seven.
No.
That's how we've handled the state reps for a period of years.
But it's no longer than 1 year appointment, right?
Correct.
Unless you want to debate it, then you have to delay it, I guess. Because you still have to go through some sort of legal analysis to whether out of the blue you can negotiate a price with somebody based on bidding requirements.
But if the CEO wants to appoint
a senator, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about
the staff recommendations.
I know he can do what he can do.
Right.
There's a motion to approve the staff recommendations. Is there a second?
A second.
Okay. Discussion on the staff recommendation for the named firm at the price indicated. Let's take a roll call.
Well, what's your signature authority?
I think it's around 200,000.
So you do it for a day and a half?
500,000.
So you can do it for
about a year.
Okay, let's take roll on the staff recommendation.
Director O'Connor? No. Director Katz?
Aye.
Director Antonovich?
No.
What's the staff recommendation?
Pam Barnes.
No.
Director Du Bois?
Aye.
And Director Antonovich?
No.
Yes.
You didn't even call me, but it doesn't matter. You give me a vote. Which way did I vote? I'm going to vote yes on it. Okay, it doesn't pass. Is there another motion?
Mr. Yeah, move it to staff recommendation for 1 year, 12 months.
To the CEO?
No, not his discretion, just the staff recommendation, but limited to 1 year.
Oh, staff for 1 year.
I mean, and the reason that I'm willing to move that, I mean, is obviously they have the experience. I'm really concerned, and it may be less than a year, because I'm really concerned about the potential conflict that they have with the various clients. Well, first one, I love this one. First one that sort of came out like a glowworm was the city of Los Angeles. Okay? Does the mayor speak for the city of LA or for the MTA? As an example, then I get a response back, well, no, we don't really do the city of LA, we do the DWP. Well, then why didn't you say DWP?
Okay.
So,
who's been the motion? I'll second the motion.
Okay, we have requests to speak on this. That no, they can speak at the microphone. We can hear them on the squawk box. Calling John Walsh and Arnold Sachs, item 27.
I saw you looking. I predicted that no one would get arrested this time, and I predict next time there will be a major arrest. Next time there will be major arrests. On this issue, we're talking about, we're certainly in favor of the issue. The audit committee should do what they need to do. Incidentally, this is a satellite meeting. That's what this is called when you go into another room. It is not agendized as a satellite meeting on the agenda. The agenda says third floor boardroom. So everything you do here has no weight under the Brown Act, under the California Open Meetings Act. I will file a complaint, and everything you're doing, you're going to have to do again. You cannot go into a satellite meeting without it being on the agenda. You are not here. You are someplace else.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. Arnold Sachs.
Not here.
No, we don't have any other cards on item 27.
Mr. Sachs is
no
longer here.
There was a Kanabe motion. Second. To approve the board the staff recommendation for a 1 year term?
1 year only.
1 year only.
I second that.
Second. There's no other discussion. Let's take roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Director Katz?
Aye.
Director O'Connor?
No.
Director Antonovich?
No.
Director Cherry?
Yes. Does not carry. Okay. Are there any alternative motions at this point?
Yeah.
I'll move to Jerry.
Then we only have six voting members.
Well, there's not a motion, does it automatically defer then to the CEO and the signature?
It just goes to next month. There's no proof of that.
Just goes to a month.
Well, let's clarify that. Without any action by the board, does that default to your signature authority?
It doesn't legally default to it, Charles. Right? It's not, it would not be a legal
default.
But I could decide to act on my discretion if I believe that would be pleasing to the board as a whole, since I serve at the pleasure of the board.
Mr. Chairman, I could just add that I think we're, the CEO articulated this, we're entering an important phase of the authorization bill. So whatever decision the board makes, obviously, is its discretion. I would simply encourage from the vantage point of our legislative agenda that a decision be made on this with dispatch.
So, do you have any suggestions?
I think it's proper then. I mean, with only a minimum majority, then you got to continue it for a month. I'm sorry. It makes it difficult.
We haven't been able to.
I don't know how to do it.
Right, well,
we
haven't
both for anything, so we're just sitting here.
Yeah.
Right. We're not able to reach a conclusion. Okay, so this item will trail, will continue until next month.
Well, no, officially, there's not an action to continue it, because you don't have to, unless you
vote. You don't have to vote on that. We'll carry it.
Be carried.
Yeah, there's no.
It will just show its
so I will evaluate whether I want to act on my discretion or not.
He can take a risk.
Right.
Okay, I'm informed that there were members of the public who wished to address the board on item 16, which we dispatched previously. Is there a motion then to reconsider item 16?
Once again.
The East San Fernando Valley North-South Transit Corridor Bus Speed Improvement Project.
Second.
Okay, why don't we... okay, we're going to...
Who's the person?
Do we have a quorum? I don't know.
Can we just listen to them?
Listen.
I mean, that's the point. You're not going
to
have a quorum.
Why don't we retire to the boardroom? I think it's clear.
Right here, we have one person to speak.
No, there's several.
Are they still here?
This was...
How many do you have? Three?
That's 27.
They're unhappy that we...
Oh, here they are. There are four, five cards.
And are they in support or opposition?
16.
It's not...
They want that cost-benefit analysis.
Three are in four. Three are indicating four, two are silent.
Well, let's hear the... let's hear the negative, and if the affirmative would relinquish because we took the preliminary vote in support, and if there's anything new that can be said in opposition.
Okay, we need to... First, we still have a quorum. Okay. There was a motion to reconsider. Any objection to reopening and reconsidering? No objection. Item 16. 16 is open. I have cards from Kimberly Richards, John Walsh, Arnold Sachs, Daniel Skolnick, and Dr. Clyde Williams. You'll come forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can you hear me okay in there?
We should go out.
Can you hear me okay in there, directors?
Absolutely.
Yes, we can.
Thank you. I came to the podium waiting for you to get through all that. Kimberly Richards, member of the Metro San Fernando Valley Governance Council. Since this item deals with four transit corridors within the Metro San Fernando Valley area, and since the Governance Council does have jurisdiction over service in the San Fernando Valley, I would request that all of the above on item 16 include consultations with the Governance Council for further input, as well as reports on the progress of this to the Governance Council, and I would ask that the board direct that to be part of this motion. Did you hear all that okay?
Certainly did. Thank you. John Walsh? Arnold Sachs.
And CEO Leahy is now indicating to me that he's fine with all that, so I guess my comments have been taken into heart and... Okay, CEO Leahy says it's clear what I've said, so I'll just ask that you make that part of approving direction. Moving forward on this.
Okay. We'll include that in the direct.
John, I think it's your turn.
Daniel Skolnick?
You know, you'd be wise to come back in here because you are holding an illegal satellite meeting. Anything that happens at this meeting doesn't count. There has never in the history of California been a meeting like this one. It will make a great case, test case, for a law students 10 or 15 years from now. And I just want to know, let you to know, because you're out there, to protest what you have done, I have taken off all my clothes. I am speaking stark naked. Thank you.
We'll be right out, Mr. Wall. Why don't we, I'm getting an indication from County Council that we should be returning to the boardroom since the immediate threat has been designated.
Yeah, but only if
I could have worked out. See, people came in to make sure. It wasn't the first why today.
Back. We're back in the main room.
1-2 test. Test 1-2.
Got us out here real quick, Jared.
Put it all back.
Welcome back, directors.
Okay, I'm informed that Mr. Leahy was not 100% in agreement with your comments.
Okay, well.
Were you taking liberties?
Understandably, Mr. Chairman, it was kind of difficult to understand what was going on here and who was saying what to who there for a moment.
I think we can all agree this was a difficult meeting.
Especially when I had to hear them, I had to try to hear you over the chance that we shall overcome. That was.
So, who else wished to address item 16?
I'll move approval.
Second.
Okay. Are there any objections? Seeing none, item 16 is approved.
Mr. Chair, if I could, I'd like to call up item 48.
Item 48. Is that Mr. Matsumoto's?
Yes. Item 48 is a step necessary for us to close a letter of credit replacement.
Okay. Moved and seconded. Item 48. Any objections?
No. Could we do 49, the West Side Sector appointment?
I'm just like, just point, did you announce that 16 had passed when we took the vote?
Yes.
Yes.
No, I didn't hear it being announced that it passed.
The first time or the second time?
I'll take the second time this time.
Do it both
times. We did say that it passed.
Thank you.
16 did pass. I would like to entertain a combination of motion 43, 47, 48, and 49.
Is that the sector appointments?
No, it's the sector.
45 in that, so it's 43, 45, 47, 48.
Mr. Chair, 47 and 48 require separate votes.
47 and 48, so it's 43, 45, and 49. Is there a second for those three? Any requests to speak? 45, come forward, Mr. Walsh. Also, Arnold Sachs is gone. Okay. 45.
This is this easy pass thing that the David Lazarus got the mayor. Well, we've had easy passes. In fact, I talked to David Lazarus. I said, why are you so interested? This is what this white swine said to me. My car broke down and it would have been easier for me to use a pass and get the rail. I said, you only use the rail when your car breaks down? He said, yes. I'm glad to see you all here. Incidentally, if there are any remaining blacks or Hispanics, please leave the damn room so we white people can get something done.
Richards.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Welcome back, directors. I would like to point out that this is actually nothing new, item 45. When the Easy Pass was first proposed by the previous CEO, Mr. Snoble, There were some discussions about weekly, semi-monthly, and day passes under Easy Pass. My recollection is that it is the municipal operators that have always been opposed to the day pass being an Easy Pass. And so while it certainly is worthy of attention, please do not be surprised if that is still the case, because I had it explained to me by the general manager of Santa Monica's Big Blue Bus, and apparently a weekly, or rather an easy day pass, would create a colossal accounting problem for them, and I suspect for the other municipals who do not have the resources of Metro to process those type of passes easily. Thank you.
Thank you. I have no other cards aside from Arnold Sachs. Arnold Sachs is gone. Is there a second?
Second.
Any objection to 43, 45, and 49? No objection. Those items pass. Item 47.
Item 47 is a refunding action. It is a new technique that we've developed here in an effort to cure the last of the problems created by the financial meltdown back in 2008. The item requires just a separate vote. No.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on 47?
Just a question. How many more of those instruments are out there that we're going to have to deal with?
This is the last series. It's $180 million out there that we will be able to take care of if this is successful. If it's not, we have no downside.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, on 47, are there any objections to approval? No objections. That's passed. Item 48.
48 is an approval that allows us to replace our letter of credit. The letter of credits were previously approved and it's scheduled to be substituted out when the...
Second.
Any further discussion? 48. Any objections to approval? No. 48 passes. Any other items of business? Public comment, Gerard Wright.
I'm not going to respond to them. All right. Good afternoon. I should say good evening, Metro Board. Thank you for your patience. One thing I want to at least bring to, or at least address to the Metro Board, given that this is under Measure R, the need for a 405 Sepulveda Pass corridor, at least get an MIS or some sort of study going for that particular corridor. You have the funding. We probably need to push forward on it while you're doing the Sepulveda Pass widening. It's probably an excellent opportunity to do it. And that's the bulk of what I need to say on this. The fare issue, well, we know what's going on. This is nothing more than political circus, a political cartoon, as it were, and it's just a waste of our time. They played games with us for way too long, and it's time for that to end. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any other public comments? On the...
Had a really good meeting to Washington, D.C., and I've heard it said in Miami.
As far as I'm concerned, very disappointed in Governor Schwarzenegger for pulling the reappointment, the renomination of CTC Commissioner Larry Zarian, who's worked diligently for the state, especially for the county, and apparently he was pulled for speaking his mind. John Walsh, items 3 and 4, which is the CEO and chair's remarks.
Well, I want to echo what you said about Zarian, Larry Zarian. He's one of my idols. We gave him an award. Wonderful job he did. And make no... the big winner here was Aaron Najarian today, because he got through the meeting without a photo of the sheriffs beating the hell out of some Hispanics here, which would, if it had happened, would have ended up hurting you on your 3010. Because eventually, Obama lived for 1 year in 1980 in Pasadena, and he had no car when he went to Occidental. He was an RTD writer. Barack Obama, that one.
He's my classmate, Mr. Walsh.
He was?
Yes, he was. is that anything else?
National Enquirer.
I think that's, I'll take a motion to adjourn. Thank you, everyone, for your...
Chairman.
Yes.
Michelle. Michelle, I'll do the report.